Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your friend Brian Hussein. Thank you so much for joining me once again. I appreciate the time. I just wanted to share a quick story with you. I just came back from a walk. Actually, I will credit this to Eric Thomas. If you don't know him, look him up. He's not for everybody. He's definitely intense, but that's what I like about him. He's a very powerful motivational speaker, and I heard him say in one of his messages that he takes a 1 hour walk with God. And I thought that was really interesting because I connect spiritually 1 hour every single day, sometimes less, sometimes more. And I decided why meditate, why pray, you know, sitting, kneeling, standing, walk, you know, if I'm gonna walk around the house, why not just walk outside the house? And so I did. I started walking and to listen. I've done this to give others an opportunity to connect with me as a friend. And so I've got to, you know, also open myself up to those listeners as well. And for those of you close to me, you already know that I am right now staying with my mother and my father because my father is very sick. And the reason I share that with you is because, for obvious reasons, you know, my spiritual connection right now always starts, you know, with the positive and things that are going well in my life and how I want them to progress and continue to move forward. And then also addressing some of the things that are, you know, more negative in my life that I wish would improve. And, you know, my father is really the main topic of discussion for that, you know, for that area of the spiritual connection. And I'm so deep in my thoughts and so deep in my prayer and meditation that I actually get lost. You know, I'm not familiar with the neighborhood. I find myself in a part of the neighborhood that, quite frankly, it's not even the same neighborhood. I ventured off into a completely different neighborhood, and it's not really the best part of town. And I started looking around, and for those of you who've listened to any of my stuff in the past, you'll know that I'm a very selfless individual. I don't judge. I've been judged my entire life, and so I don't believe in placing judgment on others. And not for one second did I think, okay, I need to run away. I need to quickly exit this scenario. And I wanted to share that because you're going to hear an overarching theme here about just getting lost, which I believe applies to most people in life. But as I found myself in that rough part of town, I quickly was overcome with peace. And you can tell that I wasn't from that area. And others would be able to very easily tell, and they did, you know, from the way I was dressed to, you know, my iPhone X in hand and my, you know, earbuds dangling and you know, my posture when I walked with purpose. And it was definitely there was attention, you know, given to me. And rather than turn around or quietly back away, or I just made eye contact with the neighborhood, anybody who I came in contact with, and I gave them a head nod, or I waved and said hello, or I smiled. And there was a good energy that I was given. I didn't show fear, I didn't show judgment to them. I literally treated them exactly the same exact way that I would have treated anybody in my parents' neighborhood. You know, whether, you know, it didn't matter. It didn't matter to me. And, you know, I think rather than speaking on discrimination and viewing people and judging people differently, to me, I feel compelled, more compelled, to talk about the peace that I was overcome with as I was lost. And about 15 or 20 minutes later, I found my original path and traced that all the way back home. Now, I think that's very applicable for a few different reasons. Quite frankly, mainly, I think we have all at one time felt lost in our life. Many people feel lost in their life now, or will eventually at some point in time feel lost. And generally, it's not a good feeling when you're lost. Generally, it's not a good feeling when you're lost and you find yourself in an area that you are very unfamiliar with, generally. And I think nervousness sets in, a little bit of anxiety. You start to worry a little bit about worst case scenario, what could happen. But I believe it was my spiritual connection that brings me peace on a daily basis. Now, I'm not perfect by any means. The ones closest to you will tell you that, you know, there are things I don't have much patience for, and those are the things that I pray for and meditate and I work on, and I'm growing in those areas. And I will ultimately display patience that is rarely seen outside of extremely patient people. And going back to what I was saying about the peace in being lost, is it doesn't matter who you are. You could be a student in high school that just gets lost doing a research paper. You could be a college student and you're lost because you don't know what to major in. You could be outside of college and you've gotten your degree and now all of a sudden you don't know where to start. You don't know where to go. You could have already started your career and now ask yourself, did you get the degree in the right field? You could be lost. And people deal with, again, people deal with certain situations in life differently. Some people get upset, angry, bitter. Some people worry. Some people would rather just not think about it, but just deal with it internally. It festers every single day. And I think a lot of people deal with this feeling, but only some are responding to this feeling. Because to deal with this feeling is human. It's human-like. But to respond to it, for you to be able to really be at peace with it, for me, is a spiritual connection. Right? It's a, and if you're a science guy or gal, it's a law thing, right? It's a connect beyond the powers of yourself and understand that there is a higher power, you know, the energy of the universe, whatever it is that you believe in, whether it's God, Allah, you know, Buddha, it doesn't matter whether you just meditate, whether you are, it just doesn't matter. A spiritual connection, in my opinion, is necessary in order for you to achieve that peace. What you will find is that peace will bring you clarity. A lot of people get confused with peace and happiness. People think that it's one and the same. Well, it's a similar feeling, but very different. Others can give you happiness. Things can give you happiness. Only you can give yourself peace. Happiness is external. It's given to you. Other things make us happy. But peace is a much different experience. Happiness is short-lived. That candle will blow out. But peace is a flame. It lives within you. It just, you can't blow it out. It's a fire that's tough to put out. You know? You give it to yourself. And you also can take it away from yourself. And I don't think a lot of people deal with that part of it. I don't think a lot of people deal with taking peace away from this. A lot of people are dealing with just how to find it. And I believe that this is a root cause. You'll hear me speak about a lot of root causes, because there's a lot of things that we talk about on the surface, like stress, anxiety, depression. I mean, this stuff is on the surface. We know millions upon millions of people are dealing with this. But what we don't know is how to really fix it naturally, because we're talking about holistic ways of doing it, or here's a Xanax or a Prozac, whatever, you know, anxiety or antidepressant medication doctors are giving patients nowadays. You know, don't get me wrong, I'm not anti pretty much anything except for, you know, judgment and selfishness. I'm pretty open to pretty much everything. But, you know, there's a time and a place for it. You know, there's a time and a place for it. And those are quick fixes, but they're not long-term. I think long-term fix for a lot of these issues that we're dealing with is an inner peace. And it's very important for us to understand that peace, again, my opinion, supernatural. It's given to you by yourself through a spiritual connection. It's not something that can be given to you, or it's not something that anything of this world can give you. You know, it's a true, undeniable peace that I think only people who have achieved it know it and can speak to it. And I believe I'm one of those people. I haven't, you know, of course, I'm at peace with myself. I'm at peace with others. You know, there are things in my life that don't make me happy. I don't like to see my father in the condition that he's in. Does that mean I'm not at peace now? No. It just means I'm aware of where he's at and what he's doing and how he's doing, and it's not good. And we pray and we meditate and we ask, you know, supernaturally to get him out of the place that he's in, you know, mentally and physically. And so I hope I brought you some value, my friends. Again, I do this for you. Shoot me a voice message. You know, shoot me an email. You know, yourfriendbrianhussein@gmail.com. And I want to hear from you. I want to engage with you. I want to talk to you. I want to add value to you. I want to get together with you and hopefully add value to myself as well. You know? So thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys. And we'll talk here real soon.